The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine, and also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I really appreciate it. If you were listening earlier today to the Inviting Conversations show, they mentioned that today is my birthday, so remember that, because that's going to be part of our Dr. Kvitko's question of the day later on. Don't normally make a big deal out of my birthday. In fact, I'll tell you why in a little bit. But since the cat's out of the bag, may as well acknowledge it. All right, today what we're going to do primarily is answer more of the questions that were posed to us at the Sunny 95 H.H. Gregg Kids Touch a Truck Fest that took place a couple weeks ago in the parking lot of the H.H. Gregg in Grove City. And we want to thank all of the people who stopped by my rolling studio and took a tour and filled out the little slips with their questions. However, we were supposed to give out the name of the winner, because the person, what we did is we took everybody that submitted a question, put them in a fishbowl and pulled one out, and that person wins a free in-office tooth whitening procedure at my office, which is worth about $787, I think. And so it's a pretty neat prize, and the winner is Teresa. Now, Teresa didn't give us her last name, she just gave us her phone number, so we'll be calling Teresa to let her know that she should be making an appointment to get her teeth whitened. Her question happened to be, what should parents look for in a pediatric dentist, which we've answered already. We answered that last week. And if you want to know the answer, you can go back and listen to the podcast. All of the shows that we've ever done are archived on, in a few places. One is www.dentallyspeaking.com. That has all shows from the entire 5 years. It's almost 5 years now. Also, iTunes have all of the shows, and sunny95.com, that will have the shows maybe from the last couple of years when we switched to Sunny 95, so that particular episode would be available on all three. Now, I want you to, if you want to see pictures of the Rolling Studio and some of the folks who came by the event, check out our Facebook page. It's Dr. Kvitko, Mentness and Associates, and you'll see there's that was a pretty nice crowd, and a lot of people had a lot of fun. I know I did. Now, let's get back to my birthday a little bit. I've always wondered why people buy me gifts on my birthday, because it doesn't really feel like I did anything special. You know, and even when I was a kid, it kind of felt a little weird. So I think the ones who did the thing special would be my mom and dad. And I think, honestly, on our birthday, we ought to send our parents a thank you card. Don't you think that would be neat? I mean, mom, you know, she was however tough labor was. You want to say, thanks, mom, for going through that for me, you know, for bringing me into this world. And sadly, both of my parents, Louis Kvitko and Ruth Kvitko, they both passed away. My dad in 1987 and my mom in 2011. They're dearly missed by me and the rest of the kids. There were five kids. And I want to say thanks, mom and dad, for giving me life, giving me the gift of life. However, if you happen to be the type who likes buying birthday gifts, maybe you could make a donation to the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund by going to www.dentallyspeaking.com or www.drkvitko.com. I promise to put the money to good use by funding my Dentistry from the Heart event, the Team Smile event, which we're bringing to Columbus, or even my 7th annual charity golf outing. So if you are so moved, that would be one wonderful way that you could reach out and consider it a birthday gift. All right. Now, I've got to mention the Buckeyes win over Michigan. 12-0, way to go. I mean, I'm dressed in OSU garb. Never wear my OSU garb on Sundays. I don't know why. Probably because I've already been wearing it for Friday and Saturday, at least. And this year I wore it on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and now Sunday. I'm just so proud of them. And Urban Meyer had a phrase each year, not each year, each week, as the week would go by, he'd say, well, the best thing about being 3-0 is that it gives you a chance to go 4-0. The best thing about 4-0 is it gives you a chance to be 5-0. Well, you know what? The best thing about being 12-0 is we have Urban Meyer as our coach. Congratulations, coach, and the players. But I'll tell you what, it's almost the same team as last year's team where we went 6-7, so it has to be the coaching. It has to be the new way of doing things. Yeah, they made mistakes, some muffed punt and all that, and it almost looked at times like they were just too pumped. But it was a big game, and they pulled it out in the end. Do you guys think Brady Hoke realizes that he was beaten by Ohio State and not Ohio? I'm thinking maybe he's red-green colorblind, and he can't tell the difference between the Bobcat and the, you know, or he can't tell the difference between a Bobcat and a Buckeye. But I think yesterday's game may have cleared things up a little bit for him. Now, I also want to mention, good luck to the basketball Bucks this Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. They play against Duke as they take part in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Now, last year's Bucks beat Duke by a score of 85-63. Let's hope they can repeat that performance. And guys, keep your mouth guards in your mouth. It drives me crazy to see you always popping your mouth guards out of your mouth. The more you pop the mouth guard out of your mouth and chew on it, the worse it's going to fit when you put it in, and the less likely it will be to protect you against injury, okay? So I met a couple players over the summer. We met Aaron Kraft and Evan Ravenel and Amir Williams, and I've noticed that Amir, you're taking your mouth guard out as much as Aaron Kraft does. And try to set an example for the little guys that are out there playing. Leave the mouth guard in, because it's... You know what? You know, yours are custom made. I know that because they have student dentists, usually a senior at the dental school, make them. And when they're originally made, it takes two hands to get it out. But if you take it in and out and you chew on it, you change the shape, and now it's warped and it doesn't feel right, doesn't fit in right, and it won't stay in. But any mouth guard, if it's in your mouth when you get popped in the chin, is going to protect your teeth and prevent concussion. The problem is if it's warped and it doesn't fit well, it'll pop out when you get popped in the mouth, and now you don't have a mouth guard in there. So these little guys, these little basketball players, little football players, they're looking to you for, you're their hero. And if they see you taking your mouth guard out, they're going to take theirs out too. So, and parents, like I said, if it stays in when you get popped in the mouth, it'll work. But the boil and bite kind, the kind you buy at the drugstore, the kind that the athletic trainers carry in the plastic bag for $5, they pop out when you get an injury, so don't rely on those. Have your dentist make a custom-made mouth guard for your child, okay? Okay, now, it is, 2 days after Thanksgiving? No, 3. The tryptophan, I just woke up. I think I missed a day. But anyway, I'd like to thank the folks at St. James Episcopal Church who prepared and made sure that 1,000 Thanksgiving dinners were delivered to the needy on Thanksgiving Day. Now, this is a program that was started by Cindy, the former owner of Nancy's Home Cooking on High Street there. But as she got up in years, she was unable to do it anymore. And that's when, well, I think for a while her kids took it over, but eventually the folks at St. James Episcopal Church stepped in. And they are located on Calumet near North Broadway. And I'd like to thank my wife, Carrie, for donating a fresh butterball turkey to the cause. I'd like to thank my daughter, Mindy, my son, Tony, and my brother, Rick. Together with me, the four of us delivered 115 of those meals. And it was very, very rewarding. You know, it's really neat. In fact, my brother, Rick, who happens to be mentally challenged himself, was especially smitten by being able to help out the needy. He was so proud of himself. He called my brother and asked him to tell the rest of the family that what he had done, that he'd gone out and, you know, fed the needy on Thanksgiving Day. And my brother, again, remember, this is a mentally challenged brother, and he does pretty well for himself. He doesn't need around-the-clock care, but he does need help. And he said, you know what? He goes, this really makes you appreciate what you have. It just really does. Because we all have problems, and we all have tough times. But when you do this, when you help other people, it just makes you feel good inside. And it also makes you take stock of what you have. Because no matter how bad things have been for me and for Rick and the rest of my family, we've never had to worry about where our next meal was going to come from. And we've always had a roof over our head. I can think of one meal that wasn't so great, because when I was a kid, I was living on my own probably earlier than I should have been, and we made a meal. The only thing, it was four of us, the only thing we had in the cupboard was a can of spinach, a little bit of rice, and some salt and pepper, and I think there might have been a third ingredient, and we had to like split this four ways, but but we clearly survived. Now, Let's see. Now, so what we're going to do today is we're going to go over the rest of the questions that were submitted by folks who came to that Touch a Truck Fest. And let's go to right where we left off last week with the last question, what would have been the next question that I didn't get to cover. And this one was from a gentleman named Brian. It says, I just moved to Columbus. How do I find a new dentist? That is an excellent question, and you be the judge, but I think I have an excellent answer. I really do, because I've actually given this advice to several people, and I even tested it out when my son and my daughter-in-law moved to Colorado. They asked me, and I get questions a lot. They say, do you know a dentist in, you know, Fort Collins, Colorado? And my first answer is, I don't know. But if you go through the phone book or look online and give me a list of dentists you feel are close enough to where you're living that you would make that trip, I can look. And there was one instance where I did. I found a classmate that had an office 10 miles or so from where this patient had moved, and that was cool. Now, just because they're a classmate doesn't mean I would send you to them. Sometimes that would tell me don't go to them, because we all know what they call the person who graduates last in their class in dental school or medical school, right? They call them doctor. And kind of scary when you think about it a little bit. So not everybody is the same. And so what I told them to do is go get that list of people or dental offices that are close to where they live or how far they would drive. And then call those offices and say, hey, I'm new to town. I'm just curious. What dental lab do you use? What dental lab? If I needed a crown, where would you send it? If I needed a partial, where would you send it? And just write down those names and numbers. Now, you're only going to get one or two names from each dentist. In fact, you might only get one. Then you call the other dentist, and you call the other dentist, and you call the other. And you write down. Now you have a list of about 8 to 10 dental labs. Okay. So then you call up the dental lab. You can tell them why you're calling, or you don't have to. And you say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm just curious. Can you give me the name of your most finicky account? Who sends you the best work? Who seems to be the most careful practitioner out there? Who sends you the best impressions? Who sends you the nicest preparation? And you can just tell by looking at the model of a tooth that's been prepared for a crown if it was done by somebody with skill or somebody with a hand that shakes or somebody that cares and somebody that doesn't care. Because if the impression has bubbles in it, if the preparation of the tooth is irregular, if it's crisscross or just jaggedy, well, they're not going to be the ones. Because keep in mind too, the dental lab is going to say they're not going to give you the name of maybe the person with the best preps. They're going to give you the name of the person with the best preps. And when I say that, I mean preparing the tooth. They're also going to give you the one of the office that maybe doesn't rush them, isn't too demanding, and who pays their bill. Okay. Do you want to have your dental work done or your crowns done by a lab that's not really happy with the dentist they're working for because of some things like that? Or do you want to have it done by a lab who just loves this dentist because everything they get from them is just superb? Okay, so you call all 8 or 10 and you're going to get 8 or 10 different names. That may sound confusing, but I can tell you if you pick from those 8, you're probably going to be in good shape. The next thing you would do is ask friends that you may have met in town, new coworkers, and just say, hey, who do you go to? Who's a good dentist? And hope that some of those names start matching up. Okay, so if you get this name twice, a new coworker says Dr. Smith, and one of the labs said Dr. Smith, and make sure it's the same Smith, by the way. And I'm just using Smith because I can't make up a funny name, Guggenheimer or something. Then your next step might be to call that office and say, you know, I'm new in town. Is there an opportunity for me to come in and meet the dentist? Is there an opportunity to come in? Like, I don't really want to schedule a cleaning yet. I just want to come in and talk. Just kind of want to find out what you guys are all about. And many offices will say no because they want to charge you every time you come in. Well, you scratch them off your list. The ones that say, sure, not a problem. It can be at the end of the workday before the doctor goes home. It could be anything like that. But you just, and maybe you don't think that's important, but I do. But you go in and you talk and you just say, hey, you know, what's your thought on sealants? What's your thought on fluoride treatments? Do you do root canals here or would you send me out to somewhere else? What's your thought on children's orthodontics? Whatever's important to you if you have children. How do you, you know, do you do children? Or you might have to go somewhere else for them too. And then, let me think, when my son did this, He had narrowed it down to like two, and I believe one of them wasn't, the insurance was going to be a bit of an issue, and although I assured my son that he shouldn't let insurance be his deciding factor, he did try the one that was on his plan, and I'll tell you what, it turned out to be such a good choice that I eventually surprised that office. I flew out there, and I showed up kind of unannounced, and I said, I want to interview you guys because you're kind of like the winner of my secret little test of how you find a good dentist when you go into a new town. And it was, you know, the office looked clean. It was modern. It had all the technology that you would expect. It had a nice consultation room. It had a fireplace in the reception room, kids' play area. Honestly, it had almost everything. It was almost like my office. And so that's a weird way. You've probably never heard of that before, but I'm telling you, it works because, you have to, you want to make sure you're making a good choice. And it looks like I need to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, I'll tell you a couple things about another episode where a patient went on their own and tried to find a dentist and how it didn't go so smooth. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
It's the real thing this spring at Alum Creek RV and Marine. Their spring RV sales event is going on now with deep discounts on new and used trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes to make room for new inventory. The 2013s are here and the last of the 2012s must go. Hours have expanded, open until 8 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Check out their specials on service, on scooters, and their RV rentals. An award winner, 40 years and going strong, Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 north of Columbus, call 740-363-4068 or shop at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
您正在收听的是与口腔科医生 Kvitko 的对话，这里是您最喜欢的频道 Sunny 95。
So I assume you're using that toothbrush and that toothpaste right now as we speak. I know some people have it on a little radio while they're getting ready in the morning, so don't forget the toothbrush and the toothpaste and the floss and all of that stuff, okay? Now remember, I'm going to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day later, and the question today is, why is today important to me? And the answer is, it's my birthday. All right. Now, when I do give the question, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to their place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Elm Creek RV and Marine. And again, we're not ready to do the question yet, but when we do, the phone number is 459-9769, which happens to be 459-WSNY. Okay, so let's go to the next question that was posed at the Sunny 95 H.H. Gregg Touch a Truck Fest, and it happens to be, this is from Nita. What is the difference between seeing an in-network dentist and an out-of-network dentist? Oh, you know what? I said I was going to tell you a story about somebody that had tried to choose on their own, and it didn't work out so well. Let me go back. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, so I had this patient. They're moving to California, and they asked if I could help them find a new dentist, and I gave them my scenario. But here's the thing. They had already made contact with an office out there, and they were really just asking me to call that office and find out about them. Now, this woman's husband is very nervous, and you may know that I do a lot of IV sedation, oral sedation, nitrous sedation. And so she'd been treated by me, and she knew how smooth that went. And she was looking for the same thing out in California. So she called around, and she found an office close, and she sent me an email and said, would you be willing to kind of check out this office for me? And I said, sure. So I called out there and asked for the name of the doctor that would be doing the sedation. They said, well, it would be one of two or three. We can't tell you which one it would be. And I said, okay, can I talk to one of them? And they said, no. They said, you would have to talk to our treatment coordinator. I says, does the treatment coordinator do sedation? And they said, no. And I said, well, what would talking to them, how would that be beneficial to me? And she said, well, I don't know, but that's how we do it. So I said, I'll tell you what, can you get to the doctor, tell the doctor I would like to speak with him or her, and I gave my phone numbers, gave my email address, and I didn't hear. And I waited about a week and a half, and I called back again, and I said, this is Dr. Kavitko, I'd like to speak to you. At this point, I knew the doctor's name, and since there's lots of towns in California, and there's lots of Dr. Chens in California, I'll go ahead and give you the name, because I'm not naming the name of the dental office. They went by a name. And so I said, I'd like to talk to Dr. Chen. And they said, well, I'll tell him, but I don't know if he'll call. And I'm thinking, why would he not call? Why would I said, you know, all I wanted to do was I wanted to find out his training, how many years he'd been doing it, what drugs he was going to use, kind of a success rate, the same thing the patient wants to know. And so they didn't. And so finally I sent my former patient who'd moved to California an email, said, you know what? I hate to say this, but if I were you, I wouldn't go there because they're not very cooperative. They seem to have a system where you don't even get to see a doctor till about the third visit. And I can't imagine what secrets they have to keep to themselves that they wouldn't share with another doctor. So I said, at this point, my advice is go somewhere else. Well, about 3 days later, I find out that the gentleman did actually call me, called on a Friday, and my answering service didn't page right away. And so I wrote them another email and said, in all fairness, Dr. Chen did actually call, but we missed each other. And she wrote back and she said, I said, I can still call him if you'd like. She wrote back and she said, don't bother. We went. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. She said, we're never going back there. So apparently I was right. That first indicator was correct. Now, I did know of another dentist out there. I gave her the name of an office I'd actually visited and worked with this gentleman one day side by side. And it turns out it was too far from where they were living, and so they were still searching. But that's what happens when you try on your own. So if you like your dentist, you trust your dentist, use them as a resource when you go to another city. It'll help you. Okay, so now back to the question, what's the difference between an in-network dentist and an out-of-network dentist? All right. Everybody, when we graduate, we all have either the DDS degree or the DMD degree. And I'm not going to go into the differences about that right now because I see on my list that's a question that was later posed. So we'll cover that in a minute. But anyway, in-network means that the dentist has agreed to work for a discount for the insurance company. Out-of-network means the dentist hasn't. Now, why would a dentist not want to be in-network? Because, after all, lots of people are looking for in-network dentists. And I am not in network on any plan. I used to be, but I'm not anymore. And I'm not because I feel, this may just be my opinion, but I feel to be in a network, you're being asked to take shortcuts. You get paid so little that something has to give. And I'll tell you that it's almost always patient care. Not everywhere, and not all the time, but it's almost always patient care because everybody has bills to pay. And if the procedure costs $100, the insurance company is going to send you $60 if you're in network and $80 if you're not. Well, that adds up. And so, you just have to think about that. Do I want to go to somebody that is working at such a discount? They might be encouraged to take shortcuts with my mouth. They might be one of those dentists that the lab wouldn't give you the name of because they were trying to do it so quick that they didn't get it. You know, and in addition to maybe having irregular margins on a crown, I've seen them where they nick the tooth on either side, again, because you're going too fast. So anyway, I think you should first find a dentist you like and not let the network, out-of-network thing affect you or be a part of your decision. And here's why. Insurance companies only pay a certain amount per year, period. It's $1,000 in most cases. Once your $1,000 is gone, doesn't matter whether you're in-network or out-of-network. But if you're at that in-network dentist, the rest of your dental care is also going to be done maybe at a pace that is faster than they could do, okay? So last show, I think I got on my high horse a little bit about that, and you've all heard me talk about the two, and I don't want to disparage people that are in network because a lot of dentists are, but I could tell you that most of them that are probably wish they didn't have to be. They just kind of feel like they're forced to be because of everybody else being in network, or it seems like everybody else is in network. And if dentists were to tomorrow just say, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore, we're not going to be in anybody's network, we just want to do it right, think all the patients would be better off for it, both dentally and financially. But dentists are considered independent businesses, and if we were to band together and make a decision like that, we'd all be sued by insurance companies for I can't think of the name right now. I may think of it in a little bit. But anyway, I think you get the idea. Antitrust laws. Okay. So, okay, that was from Nita. Now, Mary writes, what should we be looking for to find a pediatric dentist for my child? You know what? We actually had that question last week, so I don't think we'll do that one again. What age should my child be taken for their first dental checkup? This is from Ryan. And the answer by the Pediatric Dental Association is age 1. Now, that sounds pretty young. And the idea is to bring them in, get them in acclimated to the chair, look in their mouth, and make sure the gum pads, which is all they'll have at that point, look normal. And you should start brushing your child's gum pads before they even have teeth. They have these little special toothbrushes. They look like little rubber, not bristles, but they're little rubber nibs, you know? And if you kind of get used to like rubbing, having something in their mouth like that, then they won't be so resistant to a toothbrush when it's time, when they actually have teeth. And, but the reality is when it comes to a full appointment for a child, you really aren't going to get a full appointment done until the child is probably about age 2.5 to 3. The youngest I've ever done that is a 2-year-old, and that was a very cooperative 2-year-old. And it went actually amazingly well. The other thing is we want children's visits to be as pleasant as possible. So just because we couldn't get x-rays this day or we couldn't get their teeth cleaned as clean as we would like, doesn't mean that we have to wait 6 months for visit 2, because after all, they're only 2. So like 3 weeks is almost a lifetime. So what I say to parents is, let's try. We're going to make it as pleasant as we can. We're going to give them lots of praise, let them ride the chair, you know, play with magic straw. By the way, the magic straw is that suction that we have, and I like to play a game where we take a little cup of water and we take the suction and we put it in there and watch the water disappear and go, where'd it go? Look at that, it's magic. And then the other thing you can do is take the air water syringe and you squirt the water into the suction. And of course, when you start, you have to have the suction pretty close so you know you're getting it in there. But then you can back your 2 hands away so the water stream might be a foot or so away and it's still getting collected by this suction tip, this magic straw. And the kids are like, wow, that's really cool. You know, and you let them ride the chair and play with if you're doing nitrous oxide, you know, Mr. Elephant Nose, and you just have kind of fun terms and fun things for them, and we have these sunglasses so they get to wear the cool sunglasses so the light's not too bright in their eyes, and we have cartoons playing on the ceiling if they want cartoons, and on the chair next to them. But the age, so primarily, you know, 2.5 is probably the time when you could expect a full visit, and I know a lot of parents of 2.5-year-olds who would say, no way. Not my child, but you'd be surprised. Put them in the hands of the professionals, and I think you'll be very surprised, especially if you have a kind, caring professional that's not going to, you know, want to hold them down and make them have a full visit just because they're there. And by the way, doing that could be a motivation for that, could be income. The child's there, you want to be able to charge for x-rays and charge for this, charge for that, charge for that. And I've never let that get in the way of good care, especially comfortable care and a happy visit for the child. So if you don't get to do the fluoride and you don't charge for it, oh well. You know, when they do cooperate, then we'll charge for it. So if the office is being what appears to be to you too persistent, you might want to, you know, put up your hand and say, you know what, Doc, can we just do this next time? And also you should be allowed to be in the room if you would like. There are too many stories of things that happen back in the rooms when they say, well, we can't let mom and dad back in. That should be a red flag that you might not want to stay. Because if you were to later, not now because we're still on the air, but if you were to Google Cool Smiles with a K or Small Smiles, you will see some videos and some stories of some pretty terrible things that have happened to children in offices where the parents were told they couldn't come back. One of those is out of business, I think. I'm not sure about the other one. Okay, so that answers what age. Okay, yeah, that answers what age we should take our child for the first dental checkup. And when we come back from the break, we're going to do a couple questions, and I'll tell you them now so you can be prepared, and then we'll mention the question of the day. But when we come back, it's going to be the next question's from Cindy. Is it safe to get dental care done while you're pregnant? Good question. We'll answer that in a minute. The next question is, what should I look for when choosing an insurance plan? We'll answer that when we come back. So remember that in a minute, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. The happens to be my birthday today. But before we do that, we need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And remember, the winner of today's question will receive free flowers from Vice Dumber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. The question is, today is a special day for me. Is it because it's A, my wedding anniversary, B, my birthday, or C, my 250th show? Again, the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Dumber Florist and another caller, a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. Go ahead and call now. The numbers are 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sunday 95.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We have some callers on the line. And so everybody stay on the line so that we can, because there's two prizes and we have three callers, so you have a great chance of being a winner. Let's go first to Ross. Hey, Ross, how are you?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for listening.
Great.
And Ross, I always ask people what they do for a living because I'm just a curious person by nature.
I'm a real estate broker.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Homes or a commercial?
Homes.
Okay. I guess the market's picking up, huh?
Yes.
That's good. That's
absolutely
good to hear.
Absolutely.
Good to hear for the economy. Hey, what's the answer for today's question? Is it my anniversary, my birthday, or my 250th show?
I'm going to say it's your 250th show.
Oh, it's my 255th show. I threw that in just kind of as a...
okay.
but hang on, because you might still be a winner of one of the other prizes. Okay, hang on.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. And then line two is Scoop. Scoop, how are you today?
Hey, Dr. Brian.
Hey, it's Dr. Kavitko. It's not Dr. Brian.
I thought Brian's your first name.
Yeah, I go by Dr. Kavitko.
Try to make it personal.
Yep, Dr. Kavitko.
Okay.
All right, what's the question? What's the answer to the question?
I believe you are 56, Danny. Today is your birthday.
Today is my birthday. Very good. Thank you for the extra year, 57. Did you hear on Inviting Conversations, or were you listening?
Yes, I did. I was doing some math in my head. I was trying to do some math. Not my strong suit, but I tried to do some 47.
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right. So, Scoop, you're going to win the flowers delivered to your place of business from Weistember Florist.
That's
you
wonderful.
Had the correct answer. And then, let's see, if I think if line one is... what do we have? Okay, let's go to, I don't know the name yet. Go ahead. Listener, can you hear me? Hello? Yes?
Hello? Oh, you still have winners?
I do. What's your name?
Jackie.
Jackie. Okay, Jackie, do you know the answer to today's question?
I believe it's his birthday.
It is. Thank you. You remembered. Okay. All right, Jackie, is it J-A-C-K-I-E?
J-A-C-Q-U-E.
C-Q-U-E. Wow, good thing we asked, huh? Well, stay on the line because you're going to win the free propane tank refill from Allen Creek RV and Marine.
Cool. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Are you serious?
We're serious. All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. That is great.
Good. Well, hang on and let my producer get your address, your phone number, so we can send you that coupon, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
And then, Scoop, you do the same because we need your address and we need where these flowers need to be delivered, okay? Cool. All right, guys. Hey, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. And let's get back to the show, and I'll give this to my producer so she can gather this information. Okay, guys. All right. And I forgot to ask Jackie what she did for a living. Maybe my producer can tell me later. Okay. So now what we have is the next question we said we would talk about is, it safe to have dental care when you're pregnant? And this is a super, super good question, one that we get a lot, by the way. And let me just tell you that when you are first pregnant, in your first trimester, meaning the first 3 months, and your last trimester, the last 3 months, you should avoid dental care that's optional, okay? Now, keep in mind, I said optional. If you happen to have a toothache, if you happen to have something that is really sore and needs attention, you need to and should get it, you should get it taken care of even though you're pregnant. The way I look at it this way. Let's say you're in a car accident and you're pregnant. And you're in the first or third trimester, the emergency room docs, the hospital, they're going to have to take care of you regardless of the fact that you're pregnant, right? Which means they might be giving you drugs, they might be doing this, doing that. If you have a terrible toothache, your body will create adrenaline. It will create more adrenaline than the epinephrine, which is another word for adrenaline, that we would give you in our local anesthetic. Plus, we can use anesthetics that don't have epinephrine, that they have something called neocobrifen. We can also use anesthetics that have no vasoconstrictor whatsoever. And by the way, those the epinephrine, the neocobrifen, those are vasoconstrictors. And what they do is they constrict the blood vessels in the area that we are working. The idea being is that it keeps the local anesthetic right where we need it to do its job. If we just put it in there and it didn't stay local, first of all, it wouldn't meet the definition of the word, would it? And secondly, it would just go through your body. And it would be other places other than where we needed it. Okay, so remember, if you are in terrible pain, even though you're pregnant and you're in your first and third trimester, you still need to be seen. But let's say you have, if there's a procedure that, like a little filling, that all you're going to have is a filling, you can have that in any part of your pregnancy. We do prefer that you wait until the middle 3 months, the middle trimester. Now, why is that? At the first trimester, there's an awful lot of cell division going on. There's an awful lot of growth of organelles or what's eventually going to be, you know, your heart, your lungs, your kidney, and so on. And you just don't want to introduce anything that could potentially change that process. When you're in your third trimester, the same thing starts to happen. A lot more organ systems begin to develop. But if you're in your middle trimester, mostly what's happening is everything that formed in the first trimester is just kind of growing, just kind of getting bigger. You're not getting a lot of new formation of new structures, and that's why. But a rule of thumb is if it's a little cavity filling, you really shouldn't wait. And in the middle trimester, if we do it using whatever anesthetic seems appropriate, then And you don't have to have pain pills afterwards. There's a key. Like, you wouldn't want to do gum surgery because I'd have to give you pain pills, and you can't take pain pills, right? The only thing you can take usually is extra strength Tylenol. So, but if it's filling or cleaning and or any of those things that don't require pain medication afterwards, then do it in the middle trimester. If you miss it by a week or two, don't worry about it. If it's something that I would have to give you pain pills for, then you would want to wait probably until you've had the baby or the middle trimester, but only if you had to do it in the middle trimester, you know what I mean? So, all right. I think that's, hopefully that's clear. Oh, no, no, no. I want to mention this other part about this. X-rays. This is always a big one. This is a bugaboo with a lot of women. They don't want to have an X-ray because they're pregnant. And believe me, I understand that. I taught at the Ohio State University College of Dentistry in the X-ray department for 20 years. I'm well-versed on radiation amounts, equivalents, safety factors, and so on. And in fact, we dentists should be commended for using the lead aprons, which we've been using since probably the late 50s, early 60s. And we did it because we wanted to be extra safe. And it's kind of come back to haunt us because people think dental X-rays must be more dangerous than medical X-rays because medical X-ray folks, they don't give you lead aprons. I don't know why they can get away with it. I'll tell you what, I had recently had an X-ray of my shoulder, and for the first time ever, and like we just said, today's my birthday, I'm 57, first time in my life I was offered an X-ray lead apron. It was about the size of your computer screen, just this little bitty thing, which they said, you know, just hold wherever you want, which I guess implied in my privates. But the rest of my body was still getting radiated. And when we do dental X-rays, our lead apron covers your whole torso, it covers your thyroid. And here's what I do if I have a pregnant woman who comes in, she's got this broken tooth, this terrible toothache, she knows she needs care because we've just talked about care regardless of being pregnant, and yet they'll say, but I don't want you to take an X-ray. Well, I can't work on a tooth if I don't know what it looks like, if I don't know the size of the infection, if there's a tumor, I just can't. So what we do is we take three or four lead aprons, okay? Now, I put one on the back of on the chair first. I have them stand up. I sit one down on the chair, and I hold it up to the back by the headrest, and they actually sit on it, and then it comes up behind their back, and we put the thyroid collar in from back to front. Then we put another lead apron on their front that covers their complete lap, and the second thyroid collar now hooks on top of that. Then we take a lead apron that we use for panoramic X-rays that has a full front and a full back, and I wrap it around them sideways. And then what we do is we take an X-ray film, and we slide a paperclip over it, and I have them take that film, and I have them put it, clip it to like their blouse or something, or if they have a shirt, put it in their pocket, somewhere underneath all of the lead. Because when I take my two views of this broken tooth, this abscess tooth, this terrible toothache, what I want to prove to them is that none of the radiation has reached them. None of the radiation has reached the fetus, okay? So what we do is we develop the X-ray that was underneath the lead apron at the same time as we develop the one of their teeth, or the two of their teeth. And sometimes what I'll do is I'll take a fourth X-ray and I'll put a paperclip over it, and I'll go out of the room and X-ray it just to show them what it would have looked like had it gotten any X-ray radiation on it. And we develop them. And what that does is it puts the person's mind at ease. They now know that we are not going, that their developing child did not receive any radiation. Now, has a physician ever done anything like that for you? I mean, think about it. It's just an amazing difference between medical and dental. And yet, here at dental world, there's always this this notion that we're more dangerous. I just don't get that. And I've dealt with it my entire life because of teaching at the dental school. So, okay, keep that in mind. It's good advice, and you can do yourself more damage by not getting seen when you're pregnant than you can by getting seen depending on the issue. And you don't know what the issue is until you have that X-ray. There is a possibility that I might take an X-ray and say to you, hey, you know what? This really isn't an emergency. It can wait. And let's just wait till the middle trimester, maybe, or maybe even wait until you have the baby. This is just a little minor thing. All right. The next question is from Cindy, and it's kind of, looks like I may have already answered it, because it says, is it safe to get dental care done while pregnant? So, yeah, I think we kind of covered that one. And here's one from Jason, another insurance question. It says, what should I look for when choosing an insurance plan? Well, to me, the biggest thing you can look for is choice. Do you have a choice? Is the dental insurance going to allow you to pick who is best for you and your family? And you have to listen very carefully. You really have to do, because it says you get to pick from, you get to pick your doctor. And then later on, somewhere smaller, faster talking, you know, maybe even quieter, it says from anybody on our approved list. Well, that's not picking. And in some cases, the list may only have seven people on it, seven names. And if you look closely and you don't know right away till you get online and look, but four of those might work at the same office. So now you maybe only have, four to pick from. So if I think choice is the most important. And if you've chosen the dentist the way I mentioned to you, as though you just came to town, and you don't let the insurance affect you, then you'll be in much better hands and you'll be happier. You may not realize it at first, but you will. So I think that's just a really good way to do it. Now, I'm looking here at the clock, and looks like we have to do... You know what? Yeah, before I forget. Yeah, my producer. Thank you so much, Kelly. There's this little segment that I did in the summer, and I meant to run it in the summer, and I meant to run it November 3rd, and I just kept running out of time. It looks like I was going to do it again. And it has nothing to do with anything we're talking about today, but I just feel bad, and it's kind of like a... I think it's a neat story. And so I want you to listen to this. It was recorded when I was at the Summit Race Park in Norwalk at the Night Under Fire drag race event. And it's only about 4 minutes long. So let's listen to this, and then we'll get back to some of these questions.
Okay, we are in Norwalk, Ohio, and we came upon this trailer. It's a 1914 Norwalk Undersling 6. It's an old car. It kind of reminds you of a Duesenberg or something. What is it?
The Norwalk Motor Car Company originated in Norwalk, Ohio in 1909, and by the end of 1911, they were bankrupt and moved to Martinsburg, West Virginia. And this is a 1914 underslung car. It's got a six-cylinder engine. It's a 500 cubic inch Continental. It's got dual ignition, which means it's running off a magneto and a distributor. It's the only known surviving car from the Norwalk Motor Car Company.
What does underslung mean?
The chassis actually runs underneath the springs, which gives it a low center of gravity and makes it very stable. But in order to compensate for that, they had to put 40-inch wheels on it, so it sits very tall. But it is a very, very stable car. The one unique feature in the car is that it has an electric push-button transmission that is activated when you release the clutch. It sends an electric charge down to the transmission, and it's just like the old Plymouths back in the 60s.
You pop the clutch to start it? You pop the clutch to start it?
No, you have to change the gears by using the clutch, but it's got push buttons on the steering column where you don't have a stick shift.
And this is 1914. They already had push button.
1914. There was only one other car that I know of then that was using that transmission was a Haynes Apperson.
Wow. How'd you find this car? How'd you come upon it?
Well, it showed up in a magazine at an auction house, and the woman that owned it never brought it to the auction, and they were kind of mad about that. And I saw a picture of it, knowing it was built in our town. So I called the auction house, figuring they'd blow me off, but they actually gave me the woman's phone number, and I called her, and we pestered her for about 5 years until she finally relented and sold us a car. But she wouldn't take less than $300,000 for it. Now, we've been told that the car would probably go through auction for more than $1 million.
Wow, so you were able to pick it up for $300,000?
Yes, and we're with the Friends of the Norwalk Foundation. It's a nonprofit group out of Martinsburg, West Virginia, and we incorporated solely to buy this car to get it back to our town, and we raffle off cars every year to help pay the debt on this, and that's why we're here at the racetrack.
Well, that's awful neat. That's a nice story. So you live in Norwalk?
No, we live in Martinsburg, West Virginia.
But you're from Norwalk?
No, the car company originated here in Norwalk, so it has roots here, which is why we brought it here.
Well, that was nice. Okay, that was really cool. That's a great, great story.
The car was actually bought as a race car because the guy loved the Indianapolis Speedway, and he was in love with a neighborhood girl up in Minnesota, and he had a cutting motor car that was made in Jackson, Michigan, and he raced his neighbor for that, for the love of the girl, and he lost the race and lost the girl, so he bought this car, and he won the race and lost the girl because she married the other guy, and he got so upset he parked both these cars in a barn in 1914, and they weren't discovered till 1955.
All over a broken love affair.
That's it. And they've got the car running. The guy that restored the car got the car running and took him for a ride. And this man apparently burst into tears and said, take me back home. I don't want to be in this car.
Wow. Wow. Hey, so people, you're looking for donations. And do you have a website, or how would people do that if they wanted to help out?
They can check us out on www.norwalkmotorcar.com. And we have raffle tickets available. We're giving away this year 1970 Mustang convertible.
Okay, this is souped up, I assume?
No, it's all stock.
Okay, a stock 1970 yeah. Mustang convertible. And they can win that for what, a $5 raffle ticket, or how much?
Yes, the tickets are $5 each, or 5 for 20. And we give it away at the Mountain State Apple Harvest Festival in Martinsburg, West Virginia in October. And you don't have to be present to win.
That was going to be my next question. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Chris Breeze. I'm the vice president of the foundation.
All right, Chris. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Take care now.
You're missing the Mopar show in Columbus, aren't you? Don't they have a big Mopar show there this
weekend? I am. It's called the Mopar Nationals in Kirkersville. And I have a patient who invited me to that. That's where we were originally heading.
Yeah.
And I have a Rolling Studios motorhome, and he doesn't have a motorhome, and he couldn't get a hotel room. He waited too long.
Oh.
So he says, Doc, let's go to the Night Under Fire in Norwalk.
You'll probably have more fun here.
We'll never know, but it looks like a lot of fun here.
Yeah, I'm saying so. The weather holds up.
Well, it looks like it's finally not raining anymore, and you know the clouds are moving. I don't see any sun, but I think we'll be okay.
Well, oddly enough, the radar showed absolutely nothing going on here except this low clouds. So.
I know. We saw that earlier, and we're thinking any time now, and it's still raining. All right. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you tune in next week to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko ici sur votre radio préférée on Sunny 95.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Let's go back to the questions. We have Julie who wrote,
Why do I have to have my wisdom teeth extracted? They are impacted and not decaying in my mouth. That's a really, really good question because, Julie, honestly, what happens is these teeth, when they are formed, they have this capsule on top of them, and the capsule, think of it as the instructions to make a tooth. Everything you need to make a tooth is there. Well, that capsule happens to be epithelium or epithelial-lined, and cysts are epithelial-lined sacs. So if you have epithelium buried under the bone, you are prone to getting a cyst around that tooth, and we've seen it over and over again where people get these cysts and they get them they can get huge. They can completely destroy a jawbone. I have had one patient who had to have one side of his lower jaw removed because there was an impacted wisdom tooth that he didn't know about, wasn't bothering him. Even the day we took the x-ray, it wasn't bothering him. But the cyst around it had grown so much it completely destroyed the right side of his lower jaw. Now, the other thing is you talked about they're not decaying in your mouth. Well, if they're almost in, if they've poked through just a tiny little bit, that's even worse because now there is a pathway for food and bacteria to get down in there, and that causes infection, swelling, and decay, by the way. I've seen impacted wisdom teeth that are decayed. The other one, another question here is from Pat. Do tooth whitening toothpastes work, and do strips really work? And the answer to that is they work, but only to a certain degree. They don't work very, very well. They'll get you maybe one or two shades whiter. And the money that you might spend on those could maybe be better spent on one of the lesser expensive office treatments where our products are stronger and will actually get you 8 to 10 shades whiter. Okay, we are running tight on time, so we're going to go to another commercial break here, and we'll be right back and answer a couple more questions.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station, Sony 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep.
All right, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And we are sharing secrets. We're sharing secrets about dentistry. Carrie asked the question, why do I build tartar more quickly on the back of my bottom front teeth? And the answer to that is there are salivary ducts there. The ones there are called Wharton's ducts, and the ones on the cheeks are called Stenson's ducts. And when the saliva comes out of those ducts, it is the most concentrated, and it has calcium in it. And so the calcium calcifies the plaque that is already on your teeth. You can get calculus in other places, but it's primarily on the back of the bottom front teeth and on the sides of the upper molars, because we have salivary ducts there. And the last question that we have time for, is our silver filling safe? And this was submitted by Karen with a C.
Yes, silver fillings are safe. Silver fillings are safe. Silver fillings are safe. Let me just say that a couple times. It was all of this business about mercury and everything. It all just came from a flawed study in 1987 that we just can't make go away. So really sorry about that, because people are getting tooth-colored fillings for no good reason. Tooth-colored fillings don't last. They get decay quickly, and people are paying more. I have silver fillings in my mouth, but I do whatever it is people want, and so I do tooth-colored as well. All right, looks like we're out of time. So thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, we will have Dr. Jan Jolly, a forensic odontologist. We had him on the show October 3rd. It was very well received. We barely scratched the surface, and we're going to get him back and talk more about how forensic dentistry plays a role in our lives. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and tune in next Sunday at 8. Thanks.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.